Track 16, Musical Memories. It's interesting how certain pieces of music which were written in the normal course of a composer's career suddenly become associated almost exclusively with a particular event or occasion. Here's Robin to tell you about one such piece.
Sarajevo, 1984. Do those words ring any bells with anyone? For many people, the Winter Olympics of that year will be forever associated with the spectacular ice dance routine performed by Jane Torvill and Christopher Dean to the music of Bolero by Maurice Ravel. But how did that piece come into being? And how did Torvill and Dean come to use it? Maurice Ravel was born in France in 1875 and died there in 1937. Unlike many composers, he received every encouragement from his father when his musical talent became apparent at an early age and he studied it at the Paris Conservatoire. Ravel's life was largely uneventful. He never married, and although he enjoyed the society of a few chosen friends, he lived the life of a semi-recluse at his country retreat near Paris. He had served in the First World War as a truck driver, but the strain was too great for his fragile constitution, and he was discharged from the army in 1917. In the 1920s and 30s, he was internationally regarded as France's greatest living composer, and in 1928, he was awarded an honorary degree of Doctor of Music from Oxford University. 1928 was also the year which saw the creation of Bolero, one of his last completed works before illness forced him to retire. It is probably his most famous work. Based on the Spanish dance musical form of a bolero, the work began life as a ballet score. It was a sensational success at its premiere. A possibly apocryphal story is that at its first performance, a woman shouted out that the work was rubbish and that Ravel was mad. He is said to have responded that she had understood the piece. And so to Sarajevo. The original Bolero is over 17 minutes long. Olympic rules stated that the free dance must be 4 minutes long, plus or minus 10 seconds. So Torvill and Dean went to a music arranger to condense the piece down to a skateable version. But they were told that the minimum it could be condensed down to was 4 minutes and 28 seconds, 18 seconds in excess of the rules. However, on consulting the rulebook, Torvill and Dean found that the actual timing of a routine began when the skaters actually started skating, so they could use Bolero if they didn't place their skates on the ice for the first 18 seconds. Consequently, they planned their performance accordingly, and the rest, as they say, is history. Their routine was watched by a British audience of 24 million, and the pair received 6.0s from every judge for artistic impression. Before it achieved fame at Sarajevo, Bolero featured in a 1934 film of the same name, starring George Raft and Carol Lombard. But there is an anomaly in the film, as it is set in 1914, whereas the music was not composed until 1928. Call it artistic license if you wish.
Thank you, Robin. I heard Bolero performed at the proms last month, and it certainly made me think immediately of Torvill and Dean.